Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's bring in, as I said, our former Indians beat reporter, now Bengals beat reporter for SI. I was texting at him during the game, yelling and screaming about the Bengals' terrible offensive line. And then I was complaining about the offensive pass interference call on A.J. Green, and he got back to me. Eventually, James Rapine is with us. James, have you actually moved to Cincinnati yet?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. I've spent most of my time in Cincinnati. It does. It is fun to be back in Cleveland, though. I got back here yesterday, so I've been great weather, guys. So I'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. How you doing, man? How you finding covering football again? How's it going for you?
It's great. Just thank God there's a football season. I was telling Keith, like, look, we spent months wondering about the future of sports and how it was going to be in 2020, and like, I'll wear this mask all game, all year, next year if I have to, as long as we have football. So I'm
That's
good.
That's right. Who cares? Yeah.
James, when you look at the Cincinnati Bengals tonight after week one, what stood out to you after their week one performance and going through the rest of the season? Like, do you think this team can be something this year, or is it just it's still going to be kind of a rebuild?
I think they're still rebuilding. I think they're retooling. They're much better than they were last year. The problem is, and this obviously is something Bull talked about and texted me about, when they're in tight games, pass blocking is going to be so important, and getting that key block and keeping Joe Burrow upright. And I think they have the talent to compete. I think it's going to be close tonight. And they're going to play teams hard. Like, they're not going to be a pushover. But when it comes down to it, can you keep the line upright? Can you open holes for Joe Mixon consistently? And I worry about that. And maybe they proved me wrong, but after 1 week, that's still a huge concern. It was a concern all off season, and it's really the story from an offensive perspective. I think tonight, can they find a way to contain Myles Garrett? You're not going to stop him with Bobby Hart. That's impossible. All right. But can you help Bobby Hart enough to where 95 isn't wrecking the game? That's Zach Taylor's job. And as a play caller, he's going to have to find ways to do so on offense.
I wonder, like, does Bobby Hart have inappropriate pictures of Mike Brown or somebody with the Bengals? Because he is the worst. I mean, he's as bad an offensive lineman as I've ever seen. And yet they keep giving him this job. I mean, obviously their backups stink too, but yeah, he is just so horrible. I thought Jonah Williams looked pretty good, but the rest of the line is pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, Jonah Williams, there's certainly promise there, and I think he's going to develop. You know, I'm not having to start your first NFL game, and it's against Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram.
Yeah.
Like, that's tough. And I think the second half was much better than the first half last week. And I also thought that Ohio State alum Michael Jordan played well last week, which is good to see because he's a second-year guard, left guard tonight. So the left side of the line certainly looks promising, but it does come back to Bobby Hart in that right side, and especially tonight against Myles Garrett.
Real quick, James, before Dustin jumps in here, is it going to be two starting guards, both Buckeyes? Is Billy Price playing the other guard with Suofilo out?
I think there's a chance, but I've heard some murmurs that it could be Fred Johnson, and that wouldn't shock me at all. Fred Johnson's a really big guy. He took some first-team reps at right guard during training camp, and I think maybe on Sunday when Xavier Suofilo went down, they put Billy Price in, and I don't know exactly why they went that route. He allowed one pressure. Wasn't necessarily great, but wasn't the worst. But I think they view him more as a center based on what we saw at training camp and a backup guard if you need him or an emergency guard. So I wouldn't be shocked if he starts. I'd say it's 50-50 between him and Fred Johnson. But if you put my feet to the fire, I would lean Johnson just because I saw him more in training camp at that spot.
James, how good can Sam Hubbard be?
Oh, really good. Really good. I love Sam's game because he entered the year leading that 2018 draft class in sacks. You know, that the same class with Bradley Chubb and those guys, and obviously Chubb battled some injuries. Yeah. But I think he's one of the building blocks of this defense. They love his attitude. He was on the phone with Burrow before the draft. He was talking to free agents and kind of helping recruit and stuff. And obviously he's a Cincinnati native, and then he played his college ball at Ohio State. And I just think those are the type of guys that Zach Taylor and the Bengals not only want to target in the draft, but develop and build around. And I think he's a guy I would be shocked if they played with him here. I think they'll extend him and keep him around a long time.
And Marvin Lewis was James, misusing him. It was ridiculous.
Oh, James, you know, let's talk about the huge storyline as we go to tonight's game. Quarterback, he grew up in Ohio, Athens, Ohio, you know, played ball at Ohio State for a little bit, and of course at LSU. Number one overall pick. You got two number one overall picks tonight playing against each other, two Heisman Trophy winners playing against each other. How has Joe Burrow been received by his teammates there in Cincinnati and the fans so far?
Oh, he's the leader of the locker room.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
Honestly, I can't say I'm surprised because you heard all that stuff before the draft. But the fact that right. It was virtual and he didn't meet A.J. Green in person until like July 29th or July 30th. And most of his teammates in person until then, and the fact that they've gravitated toward him, not only from a football standpoint, but the social justice stuff. He's been outspoken about that, and I think that part of it, they look at him and they say, all right, he might be 23, he might be a rookie, but I can roll with this dude. And last week, that final drive after throwing probably the worst interception he's ever going to throw in his NFL career, that little shovel pass, which was just dreadful, the fact that he responded by going 8 of 11, driving them downfield, 70 yards, and 14 plays. And it was just, he looked like he was Brady. It was just one pass, another pass, another pass. And he throws the game-winning touchdown, and it gets nullified by a penalty. So I think that aspect of it as well, off the field, they respect him. And then on the field, in the huddle, all of those things, they follow him. And it helps that he knows the playbook inside and out. You'll see him make a ton of checks tonight at the line of scrimmage, which I think is rare, considering the circumstances for you know, him a virtual offseason and all that. So I think he's already a leader. They named him a captain. And I'm a little surprised, I guess, just because of how quickly his teammates have taken to him, because that's a tough spot to be in, and he's excelled.
How concerned are the Bengals without two of their top three defensive tackles having to face Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt? Or how concerned should they be?
Oh, that's the story of the game outside of the, you know, the offensive line. Can you make Baker beat you? Because he's out of sync, and he's feeling a lot of pressure right now. If no one wants, you know, he might not admit it, but he is. So is Odell. So the easiest way to alleviate that, if you're Kevin Stefanski, is to feed Kareem Hunt, feed Nick Chubb, and make life easier on number six. And without Geno Atkins, without Mike Daniels, who started in Atkins' place last week, it's going to be really tough for the Bengals to do. They still do have DJ Reader at nose tackle. He's the highest paid nose tackle. They paid him this offseason. They love him, and he's great against the run. The problem is, it's just him. I mean, it's Christian Covington who's going to line up next to him. Then you got like Andrew Brown, you know, Amani Bledsoe, who they promoted from the practice squad earlier this week. It's just a bunch of guys. And if I look at that and I'm the Browns, that's where you have to take advantage of it, because not only is it the weakness on the interior of the Bengals defensive line, they're also young at linebacker. So it puts pressure on two areas of that defense, and it really really can set the tone and make life easier on Baker Mayfield, who, like I said, is coming in a lot of pressure. He's probably feeling it a little bit right now.
You know, I know the Browns, the Bengals claimed Austin Seibert off waivers this week. He's not going to play, though, right? But what can – did they partly bring him in just for some Brown secrets?
No, I don't think it was that. I think it was in this COVID-19 world that we're living in. They couldn't just sign someone off the street as an insurance policy in case Bullitt couldn't go. So since Seibert was already in the COVID-19 protocol, he could just keep getting tested. And if he needed to be active on Thursday, he could be. So the Bengals had that top waiver priority. It didn't hurt him because they just put Xavier Suafilo on injured reserve and put Seibert on the 53. But it was just kind of an insurance policy that Zach Taylor and the Bengals had just in case Bullitt couldn't go.
James, how has age so far this season? Obviously, he won healthy, and if he's healthy, can he be that same player that he was several seasons?
We didn't see a lot of him at camp because, speaking of health, he tweaked his hamstring, and the coaches essentially shut him down. They're like, nope, we're not doing this again after last year, after you missed all year with an ankle injury. But he looks like he's in great shape. I mean, I covered A.J. Green my first year seeing him up close and personal was 2016, and he looks like that guy. He might be in even better shape right now. You could tell he's motivated. He was a little rusty last week, I would say, but the numbers were good. He was still able to get open, and he was going against Hayward, who's really, really high-end corner in this league. So I expect him and Denzel Ward to go at it in battle, and that's one of the fun matchups of the night for sure.
All right, James, what's your prediction for tonight?
I lean, and this has a lot to do with Atkins and Daniels. I think it's going to be close. Last I saw, the line was Browns are favored by 6.
Yep.
I would take those points. I think it's going to be close. Like I said, I think Burrow's going to hang in there. It'll be a one-possession game. I have the Browns narrowly beating the Bengals, and fans in Cleveland can breathe a sigh of relief. I'll take the Browns 23-20.
All right, there you go. James, good to catch up, buddy. Be well, man. Stay safe and enjoy the game tonight.
You too. Thanks for having me, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.